Yo, yo, yo!
What's going on, man? This is man EJ, the comedian.
How y'all feeling? How y'all chilling? How y'all living? Man, LeBron. School? Come on now. That man, look, hate him or love him. You can't even hate him. The man built a school. A school, y'all. That's how you give back. You know what I'm saying? I know for sure if I had the money, I would do something like that. You know what I'm saying? Help the middle class or kids out here struggling with the tuition, help them, you know. There's no need to be sitting on millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
You're not going to be able to, well, I ain't say you ain't going to spend it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't go buy a couple of houses, a couple of sports cars.
It's gone. But the man went and bought school, but I mean, built the school, man. Like, you got to get that man his respect. Hands down, you got to get that man his respect. Like, see, people don't want to talk about what he, you know what I'm saying, like what he do off court. Like that lady on the news talking about something, shut up and dribble. Now you go ahead, now you shut up and dribble. But you gotta be something other than just a basketball player. You know, if you wanna, yeah, you made your history as a basketball player, but what if you get injured? What's that? What's next? You know, you gotta have something to fall back on. You gotta have that, as I like to call it, that, you know what I'm saying, the ace up the sleeve, you know what I'm saying, that you gotta have something. Just can't have a plan A and plan B. You gotta have a plan alphabet. Like, you gotta have all that shit. Seen a damn billy goat, y'all. My bad, I'm on the way to work. But, yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate everything that man doing, you know. Just spreading love, you know. Like, I always preach that, man, spread love. You know. What else on today's topic? Oh. Something else. School, back to school going on, y'all. Back to school. Some places around here. And Greenwood is having back to school, you know what I'm saying? Free notebooks, pencils, you know what I'm saying, for the kids, backpacks. And I know when I get paid again, I'm going to do like, I'm going to get like, you know, maybe 10 backpacks and give it to, you know what I'm saying, 10 people who are in need, you know what I'm saying, collar books, crayons, all of that, you know. I don't have a lot of money, but I do like to help. You know, I do like to help in any way, shape, form, or fashion I can help. You know, so if your kid need a book bag and some supplies, you know, you can catch me on my Instagram at EJ, AKA Merlin, or you can hit me up on Facebook, EJ Patterson. You know, just let me know and send me the information, and I'll, you know, send you a link to get your stuff. I like to help out too, man. I mean, I ain't no LeBron. I ain't building no schools or nothing like that. But I wouldn't mind helping out for a family that's in need, because I grew up less fortunate. You know, I didn't have the good Spider-Man bags that, you know, then the kids want, or the Black Panther bags, or the, you know, instead of nice lunch. I didn't have all that, you know, so it would be my honor to help out, you know, a family in need, you know what I'm saying, for that kid to have that book bag. You know, everybody can't afford good things, you know. Everybody can't afford, you know, the newest clothes or the newest Jordans. That's another thing. It need to stop. And these parents out here, I can't say the older ones, because the older ones know better. But these new generation parents out here who are telling their kid, oh, in order for you to be fresh, you got to have the brand new Jordans. Or in order for you to be fresh, you got to have a brand new. No, you don't. No, you don't. And if for the kids out there who are picking on these kids because they don't have the freshest Jordans or the freshest Nikes or, you know, whatever the new brand out there, for the kids that are picking on these kids, you need to stop. You need to stop. If anything, if you're that fortunate to have that, don't talk about them. Him or her, help them. Help them. Hey, Mom, look, I already got a new pair of Jordans this year. You know, I know you're about to buy me another one or something in that nature. This kid in my class, he always getting picked on and teased. Maybe we can buy him a pair. You know? That right there will impact the kid's life. Because instead of you picking on him or him or her, you're helping them. That would make a kid cry. Trust me, I know I've done it. Hell, if a whole lot of people get fit a size 15, that's what I will. I help them out. Hey, man, look. You know, but then again, I don't believe in that bullying. I don't believe in bullying. And here's why I say that. They tried me like that. Like when I was growing up, I was a fat kid, you know. You know, less fortunate. I had to wear the same shirt a couple times. Just wore my shirts inside out. You know, just because that shirt was brand new, so I wanted to wear it twice. You know, same pair of pants every year. You know, I used to be that kid. And a kid helped me out. I never forget it, man. Made me cry. I did it to a kid. Kid was less fortunate. You know, people, kids picking on them and this and that. I looked out for them. Those are the kids I want to be my friend. The ones that know how I feel to go through that hard shit. Because these new kids, if they ain't got the freshest Jordan or they ain't got the freshest polo or whatever, they'd be hurt if they couldn't get that joke. Because that's all they know. Stop teaching the kids that they got to have that. Stop. You do not have to have it. You don't have to have it. That's going to make you cool, man, because you got the newest clothes. That don't make you cool. What makes you cool is you uplifting somebody. What makes you cool is you helping a kid out with some extra lunch money. Because, you know what I'm saying, his parents couldn't help him out today. That's being cool. That's what's being cool is you helping them out in their grades if they're flailing. Instead of saying, oh, you dumb or you retarded. That's not being cool. You help them. Help them is being cool. That's being cool. That's being fly. You feel me? Like, y'all gotta stop teaching the kids that materialistic things makes you cool. It doesn't. It doesn't. Man, I ain't had a haircut all week. You get one every week, every 2 weeks. Take that man with you. Be a friend instead of an enemy. Except, but I don't believe in bullying because get the biggest textbook you can and beat the hell out of them, and I guarantee they won't tease you no more. No, they won't tease you no more. Bad that you gotta, you know, promote violence. It's bad that you gotta do that. But I'm not really promoting violence. It's to the point where I'm tired of these parents. Man, toughen these kids up. Teach them how to fight so they can put the gun down. Cause that's wrong. Having the kids on how to fight. If it came down to it. Like I said, I'm not promoting violence, but y'all too soft for your kids. Anyway, man, that's all I gotta say, man. Got a little warm there, y'all. Got a little warm there. Oh, another thing. Buy shit real too. Oh.
Yo. Hey, what's up? Huh? It's EJ.
Oh, okay. What's up, man?
Nothing, on the way to work.
Oh, shit. I don't know about it.
Nah. All right. Where was I at? Oh, another thing. People need to laugh more. In fact, I'm gonna say that for my next segment. I'll let y'all, man. It's your boy EJ, the comedian.